All right, let's open our Bibles now to Isaiah chapter 55. Now listen. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. Who's saying this? Whose words are these? Whose voice is this? Not Isaiah, not one of the prophets. It's God, the Heavenly Father. Every word in this 55th chapter comes from the mouth of God Almighty Himself. That's what makes this chapter special and unique, and have a message for you and me tonight. These are the words of the living God. The Lord speaks. And it's evident to whom He's speaking. He begins by saying, Ho, everyone that thirsteth. I'm talking to you. You who thirst. Not in the natural sense. God provides the water for people to drink in the natural sense. But He's talking about the spiritual sense here. You who thirst for God. You who thirst for forgiveness. You who thirst for the grace of God. You who thirst for fellowship with the living God. You a Gentile. Everyone that thirst. Old or young. Old granddad or a young lad or lass. Male or female. Everyone who thirsts. Everyone. Blessed are they who thirst. Our Lord Jesus said, Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they're going to be filled. They're going to be filled. And that's what the Heavenly Father is talking about here. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Well, come to the water. Come ye, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. Plural, waters. Come to Christ. He said to the woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that's speaking to you, you'd ask me and I'd give you living water. And you'd never thirst again. Come to Christ. He's the fountain. He's the one to whom God has given all things. He's the one in which God has vested all things. He's the one who said on the last day of the feast, If any man thirst, come to me. Come to the waters. Come to me. And out of his belly shall flow rivers, rivers, rivers of living water. Waters. Waters. Isaiah talks about waters. Let me read you a passage over here. He says, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah, Jesus Christ, Jehovah, God is my Savior. He's my strength and He's my song. And He has become my salvation. The Lord Jehovah has become my salvation. He has become a man in the flesh and redeemed me. Therefore, with joy shall I draw water out of the wells of salvation. Listen again over here in Isaiah. He says, Now strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees and say to all of them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come, even God with a recompense. He'll come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness shall waters break out with streams in the desert. Come to the waters. Oh, everyone, everyone, God says everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. And listen, verse 1. And he that hath no money, he that hath no money, he's poor, spiritually bankrupt, poor and needy. What does it mean to be poor spiritually? Well, A.W. Pink says it's to have nothing, be nothing, know nothing. Poor and needy. He that hath no money, deeply in debt to God. Bankrupt with nothing to pay. Those who are most guilty, those who fit the description in Revelation 3:17, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. He that hath no money, nothing to pay. When they had nothing to pay, he forgave them. But you got to come down to that place with nothing. Nothing to pay. And if you have no money and nothing to pay, and you're thirsty, he said, come. Come ye, buy. Buy and eat. Well, how can you buy when you got nothing to pay? According to whose store you're in. It all depends on who owns the store. The prodigal son was over there sitting on the fence of the pig pen. Ragged and dirty and poor, wretched, miserable, bankrupt, homesick, nothing to pay, nothing. He took stock of his condition. And he said, servants in my father's house have more than I have. I'm going to go to my father. And I'm going to say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. He'd got that right, hadn't he? I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. And I'm not worthy to be called your son. And I have nothing. I'm nobody. Make me a hired servant. What did his father say? Bring the best robe. He doesn't have anything, but bring the best robe. But he can't pay. Bring the best robe. But he got no money. Bring the best robe. Put it on. Bring him some shoes. Shoes are expensive. Bring him some shoes. Put a ring on his finger. He's my son. Kill the fatted calf. But that we've been saving that. Kill the fatted calf. My son's home. That's what he's talking about here. You thirsty? You weary? You heavy laden? You hungry? You bankrupt? You have nothing to pay? You're in debt? You willing to be made a hired servant? He'll make you a son. Come, buy, and eat. Yeah, come. He says come 3 times. This is the Father speaking. This is not an evangelist. This is not somebody trying to get folks down the aisle. This is not somebody trying to get professions of faith. This is not somebody trying to build a church. This is the Heavenly Father. The gracious God who delights to show mercy. He says, come. Everyone that's thirsty, come to the waters. Waters cleanse. Waters refresh. If you have nothing to eat, nothing to pay, no money, come and buy. Come buy wine to gladden the heart, to cheer the soul. Come buy milk to give life and health. Just come on, it's free. Come on. And the Father says in verse 2, well, why do you spend money for that which is not bread? Why do you spend money, time, labor, energy, efforts, your whole lifetime for that which is not bread? It's not. It won't feed you at all. It won't satisfy the soul. It doesn't satisfy. You labor for that which satisfieth not. Why do you do that? I believe the Father is talking about two things here that, in general, occupy the minds and hearts and activities of people in this world. The two things. One is the world itself. The world itself. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? It's not bread. and doesn't satisfy them. Turn to Luke chapter 12 and listen to our Lord on this subject. Luke chapter 12, I believe it's verse 15. Luke 12, verse 15. The Master says, the Master said unto them, Luke 12, 15, take heed, beware of covetousness. Why do you spend money and labor and strive and activities and planning and for the things of this world? For man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. That's not where life is. That's not where life is. That's not bread. That doesn't satisfy. That's materialism. And he spake a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, now what am I going to do? I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater barns. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you're fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? The world, the flesh. It doesn't satisfy. It's not bread. The second thing that people are actively engaged in is religion. False religion. False religion. Why do you spend your time and labor and efforts for that which is not bread? It's not the living bread. Religion's not the bread. Christ is. Religion.